Motorcyclists' shocking road to recovery. A GoFundMe campaign has been set up to support Maria Costello, a former TT podium finisher who suffered serious injuries in a sidecar crash at the 2026 Isle of Man TT. The campaign has already exceeded 90% of its fundraising target, with over £226,800 raised out of a £250,000 goal. Costello's injuries are extensive, including paralysis from the T5/T6 vertebrae down, broken bones in her back and arm, multiple broken ribs, a broken sternum, and facial injuries. Her recovery is expected to be long-term, with specialist help and surgeries potentially needed to regain use of her legs. The accident also had a significant impact on the event, with TT organizers deciding to cancel the sidecar TT class for the remainder of the event following another major incident involving pre-race favorites Ryan and Callum Crowe. The pair's sidecar flipped at the Crosby section of the circuit, resulting in both men being taken to hospital. Despite the severity of her injuries, Costello remains optimistic about her recovery, stating that she will need specialist help with physio care and possibly surgeries to regain use of her legs. However, the fundraiser notes that following an initial determination of her injuries, it is already clear that Costello will need to make significant changes to her living arrangements, potentially including moving house or making house alterations. The high level of support for Costello's campaign is a testament to the strong bonds within the motorcycle community. It highlights the importance of riders looking out for one another and providing support during difficult times. Costello's GoFundMe page has received an outpouring of support from fans and fellow riders, who are rallying around her in her journey to recovery. The campaign continues to grow, with people able to donate and share the link with others. As the motorcycle community comes together to support Costello, it serves as a reminder of the risks involved in the sport. However, it also highlights the resilience and determination of riders who are passionate about their craft. The incident has also sparked a wider conversation about the safety measures in place at the Isle of Man TT. While the event has taken steps to improve safety in recent years, there is still much work to be done to prevent such incidents from occurring again.